All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
How with those exotic cars, man?
How about that?
The guy who wins the package is on line one here. Sean in West Hollywood. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you win, dude.
All right.
You're the 100th caller. You're going on that exotic ride this weekend with the exotic cars.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
You're going
to
bring a buddy? You can do that for free.
All right, yeah. Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good.
You want me to go with you?
Sorry?
No?
No, I missed that. I'm sorry.
All right, you want me to go with you?
Sure. A couple of beers, maybe a little bit of Duvage. Why not?
Yeah, enjoy ourselves and wreck one of those things and make the news. Yeah,
all right. Right. Looking forward to it. But, you know, I mean, probably don't go along PCH, though. I don't want to slice that car in half like the Swedish guy from
Wouldn't it be great if somebody did that and then they peeled off of the line and...
Awful.
All of a sudden, they're in Mexico.
Well, they have walkie-talkies in all the cars. Lamborghini, come back from Mexico. Lamborghini,
right.
No cerveza, all right. Sir.
All right, hold on. Congratulations, young man.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes.
I said it, man.
All right, watching Hillary Clinton on CNN.
Here's my girl.
This might be the last month.
Get out of here.
That we all have to tolerate this.
By the way, Tim, with all due respect to you, you sound very uninformed when you, and you laugh, which is, and the great response to that is laughing, actually. That's great. You do. You sound very uninformed when you suggest that she is somehow, it's over for her, or that, you know, she doesn't have a chance in the world. She's winning, and in the States still to come, she has a healthy lead.
Brian, it's over.
No, it's not.
We're a month away from the end of the Clintons.
Does Mr. Obama have more than 2,000 delegates yet?
Not yet, but he's on his way.
So then it ain't over. Now, you know, it's over. It's over for your boy Huckabee. It's over. And it's over for the others on your side, because John McCain won that. But it ain't over for Hillary Clinton.
Brian.
It's not over.
Hey, Jeannie, can you clear out those lines, please? Thank you, baby.
I'm not going to have this conversation with you.
No, it is completely over. It is absolutely over. Absolutely retarded.
It is not over.
Hey, guys, folks, one second. Can you please stop calling for the car thing? We gave it away, and we're trying to press on here. All right, we got a great audience. Great, great, great callers. Great, great callers.
And we love each and every one of them.
Yeah, but please, we hate to say this. You rarely hear a talk station say this, but please stop calling.
Please stop it.
All right.
They're going to keep calling until tomorrow morning. You know that, right?
I know. They keep doing that. I mean, those. It's like, you know, retarded kids do that. They're going to – Jerry's right. All through the night, there'll be people calling. Did you give away that the car deal yet? Oh, yeah. We gave it away about 17 hours ago. Oh, are you going to give another one away? Yeah, next year. You want to hold? All right. But – Brian, I don't know if you know this dude.
Yeah.
And I think the audience will agree with me.
Yeah, will they, Tim?
It's almost over.
Total delegates. Let me read
Brian.
Something to you, if I may.
Okay.
The way you get the nomination is with delegates. You know that, right? Delegates to the convention.
Bam.
Total delegates. Obama. By the way, you need more than 2,000.
Hill Dog is going down in flames.
You need more. Please don't call her Hill Dog. She's a United States Senator. You need more than 2,000 delegates. Senator Obama has 1,272. Senator Clinton has 1,231. That's a difference of 40 when you need 2,000.
Who has more right now?
Senator Obama has 1,272. Senator Clinton has 1,231.
Oh, so he is winning.
By
41-51.
You said he was losing.
By 41. Well, I think there's new numbers here. By 41 delegates, according to this, he is not winning. He is winning by 41 delegates. But if you look at the polls in big states, which are still to come, for example,
Texas,
Ohio,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
Hillary.
The party's over.
Senator Clinton is leading in those states, my friend. So, you know, it's over for Huckabee, and it's over for Rudy Giuliani, and it's over for, you know, George Bush. For him, it's over.
It's over, dude.
But it is certainly not
over. Clintons are not going to be back in the White House.
Tim?
It's going to be Senator Obama and Michelle Obama. I hope you get used to that.
Well, I like the Obama couple.
That's who's going to be sitting there.
Okay, well, let me say this to you, my friend. There's a long way to go. There's a very, very long way to go. And it would be foolish.
I think most people think it's over.
It would be foolish.
I love when you defend this woman.
For anyone, yourself included, to say that it's not over. To say that it is over, rather. Excuse me. To say that it is over. Because, in these states that are coming up, there's a lot of delegates for Mrs. Clinton to get. And you sound foolish when you suggest it's over for, quote, Hill Dog. And don't call her Hill Dog. She's
going down in flames.
She's our former first lady, for God's sake.
Hill Dog is flaming out. All right, here's the question. Is it over for Hillary Clinton?
It's not. How can you say it's mathematically over? Look here. Look.
In the caller's opinion.
My friend.
We'll take callers here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Is Hill Dog flaming out?
So rude. It's so rude.
Is it almost over? 520-9710. Oh. All right, what else you got? What information you got first?
Well, what I have is, other than...
You know why I do this, right? Because I enjoy you defending Hillary Clinton.
Yes, and you enjoy watching me go nuts. What I have in front of me, Tim, is not Hill Dog, man. It's over for Hill Dog, dude. I don't have little quirky little one-liners. I have information, solid information, about, the delegates that you need to win. And
she's doing pretty well.
Well, the delegate count does not look too bad for Hill Dog. She has 1,231. Senator Obama has 1,272. That's a difference of 40. She has more superdelegates than he has, who are pledged to her at the convention, 242 as opposed to 156. And the primaries have not happened in some really big states. The primaries are yet to happen.
It's over.
It is not. You are not. It is not over when the primaries have not happened in Texas or Ohio. It ain't over.
Psychologically, this country has moved on.
I think you're completely wrong. Wyoming, Mississippi, Pennsylvania. Hillary Clinton's going to win in Pennsylvania with 158 delegates. She's going to win those.
She'll never win. Because this
get
is
the hell
this
out
is
of
why
here.
She'll never win. Even if she becomes the nominee, which I think at this point is impossible.
Right, because you study this day in and day
out. I analyze all the information coming in.
I'm sure you do.
Even the people who voted for Barack Obama will say, F you, I'm not voting for her.
Well, let me tell you something.
Trust me, Brian, I have a feel. I'm out in the San Fernando Valley. I'm going to diners and delis and gas stations and talking to people.
I know you are, Tim.
You know, the people on the street.
I know
the people
you.
Who vote.
I know
and
you
And they
are.
Think it's over.
I understand that some may think it's over, but let me tell you that when you need more than 2,000 delegates and both candidates have 1,200 delegates, is it a very tight race? Is it a very fun race to watch, very competitive? Absolutely. But it is far from over. It is very far from over.
Justin, on the 55 freeway, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say that there's no way Hillary's going to win, and it kind of sucks with this election because it feels like, you know, my choice is either a douche or a turd. Which one do I want? You know?
All right. Well, very well spoken.
I wouldn't talk about Senator McCain like that.
David in Newport Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Whitman, it's over, man.
Well, no, it's not over, sir. sir, let me say something
it's
to you.
It's over.
I'd like to say something to this caller, and then... I'll let you respond. I'd love for you to respond.
This is a TKO.
Let me simply say this to Tim and to you, sir, on the telephone and to everybody, and then you can all respond. If it's Labor Day, okay, after the conventions, the Democrats have had their convention and the Republicans have had their convention. If the conventions are over, the Democrats will be in late August, the final week of August. So I'll pick a day if it's Labor Day. And Senator Obama has achieved the number of delegates that one needs for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of these United States, then I will concede to you that for Hillary Clinton, her presidential aspirations for this year would be over. But hey, it's not Labor Day. It's not even Memorial Day. The conventions are months away. They are neck and neck.
She's lost 8 straight states weekend.
She's going to be fine.
How do you think she's going to be fine?
What did they call her husband?
The comeback kid. Yeah.
You think he'd marry some slouch? You think the comeback kid would marry some slouch?
And you know what she's also doing?
I want an answer to that question.
I think yes, young man. Look at the chicks he's banged around with.
Face at me. How dare you talk about a president of the United States like that?
Listen to me, young man. I've been on this planet 10 years longer than you. So you listen to your elders and have a little respect for them. I've seen it all. I voted when you were still, you know, S-ing yourself.
That's right. That's correct.
Well, let me see. I was 18. You were 8 when I first voted.
That's right.
You were 8 years old.
That's right.
You know, just listening to Scott Shannon and 101 The Beat or whatever you were doing, right?
No, that was a little later in my career.
The Spark or whatever that station was you're listening to. And so I'm telling you.
The Spark? What's wrong with you?
That it's get prepared.
Get prepared. Okay. Yeah.
For that teary speech. Of it ain't going to happen.
The concession speech. Yeah.
It's coming. Yeah. And I don't know where it's going to happen.
Because it ain't going to happen, my friend.
It may happen in her hometown.
In Chappaqua,
right on the city hall.
Can I tell you something, my friend?
But are you prepared for that speech?
Of course I'm prepared for that speech. In fact, I was never more proud.
It's on its way.
I was never...
They're writing it right now. I guarantee you that.
Get out of here. In fact, my friend, I was never more proud for Senator John Kerry... Then for the day he gave his concession speech. I was so proud.
That hall is available in Boston.
I was so proud to have voted for Mr. Kerry when he gave that speech, which was a phenomenal speech.
Turn out the lights.
Let me say something to you.
It's over for Hill Dog. She's flaming out.
Stop calling her a Hill Dog, and let me say this to you. She's not flaming out. It's not over for Hill Dog, and I'm going to leave you with this, because I'm not going to have this conversation with you. What you're saying, my friend... is exactly what they said in New York.
She'll never win here. If we're not going to vote for her, oh, that bitch. Who's that bitch think she is? Come over here. Going to run for the Senate over here.
Oscar.
And guess what? She won, Tim.
I know.
And you know what? She's won two times. She won re-election with 60% of the vote, even more than 60% of the vote.
Well, this ain't New York.
Yeah, Oscar,
you're on the air. Oscar. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm calling because... it's over for Hill Dog, man. She's going down in flames.
Stop calling her Hill Dog. I don't want this to be a trend.
I think you're right. Jed in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1.
Yeah, I don't understand how Tim can say that Hillary's out of the race when you 2,000 delegates to win. And even if Obama wins every state from now on, he still won't have 2,000 that's going to have to come down to the superdelegates.
Right.
You think the superdelegates will all side with her?
Well, let's talk about superdelegates for a moment.
And by the way, if you want McCain to win this next election,
I didn't say I did.
Then the Democrats do, then push Hillary to the top of the ticket.
Yeah.
Piss off all the Obama voters, and McCain will sweep the country.
I will tell you something.
If you want that? You want another Republican in there for 4 years, young man?
Well, I'll take John McCain over George Bush any day of the week. Now, having said that, John McCain is a reasonable person. This man seems to be living in an alternate universe sometimes, our current president, in my opinion. Now, let me say this about Senator Clinton and the superdelegates. The man is right.
Superdelegates.
She has 242. Mr. Obama has 156. The man is right, Tim. You sound, with all due respect to you...
Turn out the lights.
My friend, you sound foolish.
The party's over. You want to put money on it?
Well, I'll tell you right now, with 1272 to 12...
You want to put money on it?
Sure, I'll put money on it.
How much?
How much would you like to put on the nomination of between Hillary and Obama?
Hillary and Obama?
Yeah.
Odds?
Yeah. No. Straight up, because it's tied right now. Actually, in fact, you have a little bit of a lead. He has 1,272 delegates. She has 1,231. Forget about the fact that that Texas and Ohio are coming. No, straight up or down, who gets a nomination?
Here's the bet. If
$500, Tim? Want to put our money where our mouth is?
I'll give you even better than that. Here's the bet. If Obama wins, you pay for my round-trip ticket to Las Vegas— and you put me up at Caesar's Palace, and you give me $100 worth of spending cash.
Well, but no.
And I'm going to take the night off one night and call you from Vegas while you're working with Sam Phillips.
All right.
Now, on the other hand, if you win, I'll pay for your flight. I'll put you in Caesar's Palace. I'll give you $100, and you can call me when I'm sitting here working with Sam Phillips one night.
You're on, my friend.
All right.
You're on. Shake of hands there. Very good. You're on.
Very good. You're going to – Jerry, call Southwest Airlines.
I might drive, so you'll pay for my gas?
Yeah, I'll pay for your gas. Give me a reservation for, I'd say, March 15th.
No, I'll tell you when exactly.
And book Caesars for me.
Jerry, book Caesars.
Boys, I'm coming in town.
March 4th when Texas goes for Hillary and Ohio goes for Hillary.
Give me March 15th. At Caesars.
So get me...
It's Conway and Whitman, live at 97.1 Free FM. Coming to Vegas, boys.
Good luck.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Just telling you to prepare yourself.
Is it over for Hillary Clinton? Hill Dog. Eric and Rancho Cucamonga, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Hey. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, sorry, man, but I just saw a commercial that was Obama's campaign said Hill Dog's going down.
You know what? You never count out the Clintons. I don't care who you are. You never count out the Clintons.
Bill in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1.
Post-Hill Dog's going down.
I'm sorry, what?
I think that Obama's going to win. I think that nobody's going to vote for somebody that's postmenopausal.
Ah, okay. All right.
Well,
so,
at least you're open-minded, right, sir.
I agree with him. I agree with that guy. Let's talk to which call you want to take here? I mean, I've taken two.
Tim, you go ahead.
Which call?
Tim, I care less than you can imagine. Take whatever call you want.
How about Jamie? You're on 97.1.
Because I know who's going to win. And by the way, I tackle this conversation with some reading. I've done some goddamn reading on this.
I know it pains you to see the Clinton machine.
Right. Dismantled.
Losing their grease and their oil seizing up.
They're in free fall. Yes.
Jamie, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's Jaime, actually.
Jaime.
Yeah. You know, I wish it was over because I voted for Obama, but I think we're forgetting about a thing. They're super delegates. They can actually make it or break it against the will of the people.
That is
correct. Yeah, I know, but they shouldn't do that.
They do it, and those are the rules.
I know they can.
And you're not a Democrat.
They
shouldn't push this woman.
Excuse me.
Don't push this woman.
Tim, you are not a Democrat, so do not dare tell Democrats.
They're not going to do it.
Excuse me, Tim. I am saying something to you.
They're not going to do it.
I'm pointing my finger at you.
How dare you.
And I want you to notice. You are not a Democrat. Don't you start telling Democrats how to run our convention.
It's over.
We'll run our convention the way we see fit, goddammit.
It's over.
She's going to win.
Nathan in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, great show. Listen,
I usually
side with Brian things political, but...
Well, you're a wise man.
But in this instance, Tim is absolutely correct. Pack your bags for Vegas. It is over. There's no way they're going to let the superdelegates overrule the will of the general pop,
especially when a black man is involved.
Oh, there's no way.
If they give it to Hillary Clinton.
Excuse me.
There are a billion Democrats that will become McCain fans immediately.
Excuse me, both of you. Stop it.
The Republicans admit
the
Republicans
superdelegates,
admit.
My friend, superdelegates are not a technicality. Do not attempt to mislead the audience. There have been superdelegates at Democratic conventions many times in the past. Don't pretend that they created the superdelegate this year so that Hillary could win. That's untrue, and you're misleading this wonderful audience.
Jeff, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Jeffo.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, listen, you know, when you get to go to Vegas, make sure Brian gives you some stripper money, too.
All right, thanks. Bill in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hey, Hill Dog's already soaking her crow's feet and has the presidential Kleenex on pre-order.
Oh, you think she's going to win, then?
No, the Kleenex, so she could cry some more.
Oh, you mean her husband's, yes.
Oh, you mean the senatorial Kleenex?
No, the presidential, because her husband was the president for 8 years, Tim. Remember the 8 years of prosperity and the 22 million new jobs? You remember 22 million new jobs? Don't you remember that?
And a balanced
budget and a surplus.
And let me ask you, young man.
Pretty damn good track record, Bill. Thank you, Mr. President. I'll salute him any day.
And what do you think Bill was cleaning up with that presidential Kleenex?
Dare you. Well, I'd rather that surge than the one in Iraq.
Mike, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. Hey. Dog's going down.
I forget.
Paul in Riverside, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, Hill Dog's going down.
All right, very good. Okay.
You need to go to break!
All right! It's over for Hill Dog. I'm sorry, buddy.
It is not over.
Time to pull that Hillary 08 sticker off the Mercedes.
Let me ask you a real hacky question, and I want an answer.
What's the headline?
No. Which surge would you prefer?
Bill Clinton's.
Surge in Iraq? Dude. Which surge? No, I'm going to ask the question. Then
the
you're
surge in Iraq, okay?
That surge do you prefer?
Abso-effin-lutely.
You're a nut.
You know why? Because those guys are over there busting their ass so nobody blows this effing country up, you a-hole!
I'd rather prefer the 1998.
Jerry, please. All right, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. You're a nut.